Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the most friendliest show on earth. I got to check my copyright people if I could say that one there. But, you know, so many times when I interview people on Strategies of Success Radio, or Strategies Radio for short, you know, sometimes it's phenomenal because I just don't know who the person is. I mean, I even had guests call in 10 minutes late, never spoken to them before. It pushes me outside of the comfort zone. It's great. It's a great way for me to meet people and discuss what's going on in their life. You know, so those questions that I ask, they are totally real. Today's program, totally on the other opposite side of things, because we're going to be speaking to somebody who is a dear friend of mine, and I don't want to give you the impression I just met her or interviewing her and they don't know who she is or any of that stuff. Dear friend of mine. I met her, though, because of our involvement with an organization. I attended her seminars, her boot camp, for folks that were looking for a job. And the reason why I attended was because, one, was involved with the organization, but two, is because I was thinking, well, look, if she could show people how to utilize their connections to find the people that could help them find a job, then why is it that I couldn't sit in on that and learn from utilizing my connections and try to find people that could help me find those that might want to do business with me by sitting in? Two things happened. Number one is that I did see those similarities. The second thing, and most important thing, I saw what kind of an expert she is. And I'm going to bring her on right now. Her name is Maria Fry. And Maria, I'm not going to go for the full Greek name on that one because that will push me way out of the comfort zone.
No problem. Good morning.
So it is Maria Fry. I guess we could get a great segue into like what should and should not be put up on LinkedIn pages. But, you know, so many of the things that you discussed there for folks that were looking for a career change, looking for their first job, whatever, you know, it's the power of LinkedIn, the power of social media. And it's so incredibly important. And as we discussed, you know, it's one thing to learn, but it's another thing to do. And the fact that you did those boot camps by not just telling people what to do, but showing them what to do and allowing them to do it and then guiding through. Perfect. I mean, that is those actionable ideas and, you know, absolutely terrific. I'm so glad that you're on today. So glad that you're a friend of mine. And I'll let you go through whatever you want over there. But, you know, it's great that you did it. So straight out question. How did you find that LinkedIn became such an important portion of your life where you do these things?
Okay. Yes. And that's an interesting question, actually. I made a career change when my son was born, as many mothers and fathers do. So that being said, my LinkedIn connection base was very, very specific. It was all about the industry that I had come from. I did not understand diversity. I also didn't understand how important it was to get in front of different types of individuals so that I can explore different opportunities. And I left one industry, went into a very completely different industry, and someone said to me one day, you know, you really want to be successful, you need diversity. And I said, well, what does that mean? And they said, you need to connect with people outside of your industry as well. A lot of people make the mistake with their LinkedIn account of having just people. If they're in finance, it's only people in finance. If they're in IT, it's only people in IT. You need to have that diversity because you need to learn where are your skill sets transferable to? Where else can I find clients? So it's funny that you mentioned the boot camp because, believe it or not, 20% of boot campers are not people that are searching for work anymore. They're business owners that are searching for ways to catapult their business or to get their business in front of new groups of individuals. So with LinkedIn, you absolutely can do that. You can find out so much more information. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, I'll give them my business card. I'll send them to my website. You know what? That's not as multifaceted. LinkedIn allows you to really expound on what it is that you do well. Share your successes. Share now pictures and SlideShare and all these different types of presentations of yourself and what you've done. So it really is definitely a tool that we've utilized. Believe it or not, 40% of our company's income is derived through connections we make through LinkedIn. So if anyone's out there looking to increase their business, absolutely.
I mean, and the way I kind of explain LinkedIn is like two different aspects of it. One is that billboard, right? You're driving down the highway, you have those signs along the way, you know, promoting a business, telling you, you know, next exit, great motel, all that kind of stuff. So the information that you post up on LinkedIn, you know, is that billboard, but there's so much more to it. And I really think that that's what people are truly missing. It's the interaction side of it. Yeah, you do need to have that bio up there. Yeah, you do have to have the information over there that's pertinent to you, to your area of expertise, to your target market. And let's assume that everybody knows who their target market is. But it's the interaction side of LinkedIn is really where that benefit comes from.
Sure, and even for people that don't know who their target market is, let's say a new business owner, for example, it's a great way to follow other individuals that do what you're doing and kind of watch and follow and see what it is that they do, see the discussion boards and see the different things that they partake in and how they, you know, they put their two cents in to show people what their level of expertise is. You know, we do that a lot, and you and I had also mentioned earlier on in our discussion about posting quotes of the day. Something as simple as that, a lot of people say, oh, what's the quote of the day? Well, let me tell you, the amount of business that we get through quotes of the day is amazing because people start to follow you. I had a gentleman in Texas who actually sent me an email one day. He said, hey, what's going on with the quote of the day? He's like, for 2 days straight, you didn't post anything. And we were using a specific platform, which I won't share which one it was, but something happened to the platform. It wasn't working. I checked it out. I fixed the solution. I sent him 5 quotes of the day as like a good faith gesture. And I asked him, I said, you know, just out of curiosity, what do you use my quotes of the day for? Why is it so important to you? He said, I use it to motivate my sales team. I was like, are you kidding? And he said, no. He said, every single day. They actually say Maria's Fries quote of the day. And these are people I have no idea. I don't even know who they are. I don't know their company. I've never done business with them. So fast forward now 2 months after that conversation, the entire team was laid off. Guess who they hired to do their app placement services? Us. Something as simple as a quote of the day, it really does show people where your head is at. You know, what type of motivation level do you have? You know, and they really do latch on to that. So for those haters out there who don't care for quotes of the day, I'll tell you know what? You're looking to expand your business or just your networking breadth. It is a great tool, and it is very simple.
You know, that's a great example is you never know who you're impacting.
You have no idea.
The story I was given is that you're like a boat. You know, you're out on the lake. You see what's in front of you. You see the people that you affect that are alongside you or in front of you. But you never know who you're really impacting behind you. They're left in your wake. And that's exactly what happened over here. You think you're interacting with one person, with quotes, which is not terribly complicated to do, but you wind up interacting with all these other people. And not only does it help to promote yourself because he's sharing it, you never know who else can see it, but it does generate business. It potentially generated business, and in your case, vastly did. But quotes.
Yeah, and
I mean, there's all kinds of things that we could share. Does it get to be a little too much every once in a while?
Well, it can be, you know, for those appliers or posters, if you want to call them, you know, we always say there is too much too, because, you know, people need to know that you're working. You're actually honing your craft. You're doing what you have to do every day. You're not just sitting in front of the computer posting quotes or posting discussions or whatever it is. You know, the great thing also is, though, that you can share information from within your industry, such as if, let's say, you belong to a specific organization that caters to your industry. You can take quotes, you can take information, you can take articles now and share them via link through LinkedIn, and now people are starting to create an image of what it is that you do in their mind. So you post this discussion that you didn't even write about your industry, about new technology in your industry, and now who are you? Now you're the person that's at the forefront of what's happening within the industry. Why? Because you posted or you reposted that discussion.
Right.
So there's
Which
a lot of
what?
Different things that you can do.
Yeah, and that's something that I'm looking to aim to do and have been doing, you know, with the Speakers Bureau, because so I get to share content that's not written by me, written by you, you know, and others, and send that through. So I become a focal point, but I don't have to be the expert. I don't even want to be the expert in that respect. I mean, you are the expert in LinkedIn, so it's in my best interest to share. So it's the same kind of thing can happen with somebody who's a distributor of different products, whatever the products are. So if those articles are shared by others, it's in everybody's best interest to do that, and it's simpler.
It is. It is. And, you know, the discussion boards are also a fantastic place. Again, as I mentioned, you know, showing your level of expertise. I had a client that I worked with, and I kept saying to him, you know, you're so very good. He was what was called an IT firefighter. I'm not sure about the IT world, but I do know how to help people, you know, move forward in their careers. So I said, get on those discussion boards and show people what it is that you know. And he said, I don't want to do it. And I said, why not? He said, because people respond with the most ridiculous solutions. And I said, well, go on there and school them. And I said, you don't need to be abrasive. Just say, look, it's been in my 20 years of experience that X, Y, and Z works better because of ABC. And believe it or not, he did that. 2 days later, he got an email from a gentleman he worked with 7 years prior who started his own initiative. My client was looking for work. He sent an email, an email via LinkedIn to this individual, to my client, and they had dinner 2 nights later, and they resulted in a job offer that same night. So there are a lot of different things that you can do to show your expertise, and that's what people are looking for. When you look on LinkedIn, a lot of people are looking for, okay, who's the expert in this? Who's the expert in that? Who can I reach out to that's going to help me streamline my business? Or who's going to give me that tip of the day that's going to help me gain more clientele? So lots of good stuff.
So your suggestion is definitely for folks to follow along these discussion groups, other posts, and then to comment on those posts. Especially if it pertains to your business, you could have some sort of a comment with it. But, you know, and one of the arguments that I've heard, you know, about that is, well, what if somebody disagrees with me? What if somebody says something negative about me? So do you actually go back to, you know, that person and either have the post?
You know what, this is the thing. If you post it, you can delete the comment, number one. So that's one thing that you can do. The other thing is, you know what? Take a look. I like to listen to both sides of the story. I like to see, you know, if the person is saying something, is it rational? Is it, are they just having a bad day? You know, what's the scenario? What's going on? And so what you can do is, again, if you posted it, you can delete what the person wrote, just as I've done in the past. I'll post something about networking or what have you, and then somebody will go in there and say, hey, connect with me. I have, you know, 2,000 connections. That's completely inappropriate and does not deserve to be there. So I'll delete that post from that person. But I think ultimately the LinkedIn community, for the most part, really does kind of protect the people that do try to do the right thing. That did happen to me. I had someone in the UK, believe it or not. He disagreed with something that I said, and he was very nasty about it. So the individual that ran the group decided not only to delete his comment, to apologize to everyone, because I'm sure some people saw it already, but to also kick the person out of the group. So you do have power. Yeah. And you can also report people to LinkedIn as being, you know, inappropriate. And LinkedIn does research.
Yeah, I've had this scenario too, you know, a couple of inappropriate comments, you know, things like that. But a valid discussion, if you post something and I disagree with you, you know, and it's possible. It's not probable, but it's possible. But we have a true back and forth on it. You know, like, you know.
And that's
you,
okay,
you know, too. Well,
Well, this is the thing. You know, I think that if you're going to post something, you need to back it up. So you should believe in it 100% before you post it, bottom line, because then the argument is going to be more valid. You'll be able to go back at them. They can come back at you. You know, of course, it has to be, you know, do it the right way. Don't be nasty. But I think that, again, you know, if you're posting something, you should back it up 110%, and you should be able to, you know, to support it. If someone does come at you and say, well, you know, and I did have someone who posted one time, they're like, oh, these quotes of the day. So I responded back and I said, well, you know what, you may not appreciate them and I respect that completely. However, my 610 thumbs up disagree with you.
Right.
So it's not for everybody, but you know what, at the same time, you're entitled to your opinion and your prerogative and I'm entitled to mine. So as long as it doesn't get nasty, I think it's absolutely fine. I think it's healthy. I think it's good.
I was going to say, you know, a good discussion about something is great because it shows a couple of things. Number one, it shows your area of expertise, and it might even show the other person's area of expertise. And you might find that they're a business-to-consumer person or you're a business-to-business person or whatever other difference might be. In fact, it could even be a difference in personalities, you know, East Coast versus West Coast or somebody over in Europe, you know, whatever it is. But it's a great way to show what you truly feel and who you are. And that's one of the things I found so spot on about those LinkedIn profiles. Everything from like the detailed person that lists absolutely everything to those that are a little bit more free-spirited, that are not so concerned with all the details but want to get out more, you know, like on the quotes.
Their personality
the
has to come out. Absolutely,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, business card. Go ahead.
So the business card, but, you know, people looking for a new career versus people looking for business relationships and clients, it doesn't matter. It's that personality is really what counts. And it seems like businesses are looking for personalities just as much as they're looking for expertise, but it's that personality match.
Yes, and you know what? That's the other thing. A lot of people will say, well, you know, my company has a website. I'm not talking about your company. I'm talking about you as an individual, as the representative or as the ambassador to your organization. LinkedIn is like a website for you. It's a www for you. It's not your company. It's about you. So someone may go to your company's website and take a look and say, okay, you know, they look like they can do what we need. But now I want to learn more about the people. Do they think the way I think? Okay, do they process things the way that I process things? Could they bring that fresh perspective to my organization? Looking at a website versus looking at the person's profile behind the website is two completely different things. It can also help you in making a more a knowledgeable decision as to whether or not you choose to go with that organization. You know, learning about the people that work behind the face of the website is so important. And with LinkedIn, you get to see that. And you get to see the personalities. And you get to see the expertise and what they did in the past. And, you know, all these other things that you can't put on a regular company website.
Right. And what I look at, I'd like to find out what the motivation is behind a person. Mm-hmm. And I'll never find that on a website. Even in the about section, maybe once in a while, when you get what the person is talking about themselves, but mostly that seems to be more resume style. You know,
it's very rigid.
Yeah.
It's very rigid. It's not really, really doesn't expound on the person, the individual behind it, you know, why they created this company, why they did this, you know, why, what was their past experience? You know, what I like to hire in our company is diversity. I like people that come from different backgrounds because they bring a fresh perspective. That's what you need. When your business is suffering, when you're looking for a job, whatever the case may be, you know, that again, that diversity really is key in just being able to speak with people that have a different perspective. I can say one thing that all of a sudden will change somebody's entire job search process or just the way that they network. And that's what a good LinkedIn profile can do for a person. They get inside information. They can get information that can kind of make their decision a little bit more valid, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. And that includes the photo, doesn't it? Profile photo and sometimes the background.
Beautiful in some cases, not all. Yes, well, LinkedIn, you know. Yeah, well, you know what, and I see all too often, and LinkedIn has shut down accounts for that too. You know, people that have, you know, different pictures of their cat, or I'm looking at one right now, it's a koala bear. The person, I'm not even going to say the person's name, but anyway, apparently this Andrew individual is a koala bear. So, that is unacceptable. This is business networking. This is not Facebook. This is not Twitter. This is business networking. So it should be a professional picture of you. You know, not one where, you know, your shirt is buttoned all the way down. You look like Goomba Johnny. You can't have things like that. This is professional. You want people to hire you. You need to be professional. So that being said, you know, can it be fun? It can be fun. But again, it has to be professional. It should be of you. I cannot tell you how many times we've had to meet clients at a Panera or at a Starbucks in places that we're not that familiar with. No one ever asked me what I look like. They could just take a look at my LinkedIn profile. Never have I asked anyone to, you know, or never has anyone asked me, what do you look like? How do I know it's you?
Right.
Well, look at my LinkedIn profile. Look at my picture.
Yeah.
That's it.
I find it frustrating. I've actually not connected with people, even on Facebook. You know, if you don't have a picture of you up there or a darn good reason why it is not you, you know, if you have a picture with your kids on Facebook, you know, it's certainly, you know, Facebook's more of a fun kind of thing, not really business.
Yeah, it's a little different. Mm-hmm.
Right. So granted, you know, a lot more leeway with that one. But if you don't have a photo, and this is where the personality thing comes through. If you're not putting a photo of you up on LinkedIn and you just have it blank, that tells me you don't care. You're not that motivated. That kind of kills my That's my motivation with connecting with you right off the bat. I'm going to say, what else have you done?
Yes. And, you know, the other thing about that is a lot of people think that maybe they have to have a professional photo taken. It costs too much money. That is not the case. I can't tell you how many pictures I've taken of my clients with a bare wall, just like a background, when they're all dressed up, just like that, with my phone. And I send it to them, and it's a great picture. And that's all it really takes. It's you being professional, smiling, being happy. Don't get, you know, nothing too serious, nothing, no mugshot looking pictures. And just, you know, keep it simple. Keep it simple. LinkedIn allows you to crop things too, which is fantastic. So it's
right.
It's very simple. I don't understand. You know, yep. Let's touch on something that's a little sensitive for some people as well, the age factor. So what I always say to people is, if it's an age factor and you're worried about that, well, you know what? You turn it into a black and white photo. Black and white really does take a lot of imperfections away. You'll be surprised. So, you know, take that into consideration. Think about it. But I definitely think that people with actually, it's a fact. People with LinkedIn profiles that have pictures on their profiles do pop up higher when someone is doing a search for someone with your skill set, perhaps. So
right.
That's definitely something to take into consideration. Do you want to be on page like 30, or do you want to be on, you know, the top 10 pages? That's another thing. Your picture will
right.
definitely make all the difference. Mm-hmm.
Right. So these pictures of you from 20 years ago and the rest of that stuff, not
no.
good.
No,
good.
None of those, none of, you know, no bathing suit pictures, no picture where you're, you know, in Hawaii on the beach like 15 miles away from the camera and I can't tell who
right.
you are. No, that's not professional.
Right.
That's just not the right thing. Not for this platform. You know, that's okay, again, for like a Facebook. Facebook is completely different, but LinkedIn, this is business. How do you want people to perceive you as a business professional? You know, every little
right.
bit matters. Every little tiny bit on LinkedIn matters.
But that's not saying, on the flip side of that, and I totally agree
mm-hmm.
with you. If I'm an accountant, you shouldn't be posting yourself, you know, up there with a bathing suit or anything like that. That's not who
no.
you are business-wise. But should you be a swimsuit model, a coach, a sports coach or something like that, to be in an exercise outfit
yep.
or an, you know, bikini, that's your business. So in that case, it's appropriate. But it has to be a reflection of your business self.
Well, that's the thing. It has to be a good reflection of what it is that you stand for and what it is that you do. You know, how many coaches, I mean, if I pulled up coaches right now, because I'm always on LinkedIn, if I pulled up a coach right now, are they wearing like a zipper type, you know, outfit, or are they wearing like a sweatshirt with a cap on? That's okay. Why? That's what they do. That's their job. They're a coach. So that's absolutely acceptable. But having, you know, these weird pictures of animals and, you know, ones with their families and, you know, their children, this is not the place for it. Your child is not the professional. That's
right.
okay for Facebook.
Yeah.
Again, you can't do that on LinkedIn. That's not the place for it.
Right. Yeah, we only have about 7 minutes left. We're kind of flying through
yeah.
here. So you're right. I mean, bottom line, if you're going to meet somebody at a Panera, Starbucks, or whatever, you know, that person
mm-hmm.
needs to be able to recognize you. Your photo should be a reflection of you in the true business sense and inclusive of everything else that you post on there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like, you know, now we have the social media and there's so many choices here. You know, Instagram, Pinterest, I don't even know if
right.
I name them all, you know, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is there, so that's more social? Is there a use from a business sense with posting on all those things and bringing it all together?
Well, this is the good thing about LinkedIn. LinkedIn actually allows you to share your posts with your Facebook and your Twitter accounts as well. So if you have them connected to LinkedIn, if you post something, you also have the ability to forward that information. In addition to that, let's say you see a great discussion or a great article that was written by, you know, a magazine or Richard Branson or whoever it is, you can look at it at the very, very top. It'll show you how many people have viewed it, how many people liked it, and all the way to the far right, you'll see your Twitter, you'll see your Facebook, and you'll see your LinkedIn little links. And you can actually connect it. So they are becoming very, very involved with all these different types of social media, but again, it's stemming from LinkedIn. So I think what I always say to people is, if you're going to do something, do it at 100%. If you're going to have a LinkedIn profile, let it be at 100%. If you're going to have a Facebook account, a Twitter account, whatever it is, choose what it is that you want to do and do it well. Don't have five different social media accounts and, you know, be on them very, very occasionally, or don't really create the profile that you want people to see you as. You know, you can't do that. I think that, again, what does that tell you about the individual? Well, they don't care enough to finish a project. They don't care enough to finish it. You know, it's not, they're not really that serious about it. So whatever it is that you choose to do, do it well and make sure that you're committed to it. You know, for a long time, we took our Twitter account down completely because we were not utilizing it as we should have. And so to me, it was, you know what, if we're not doing it 100%, just shut it off. That's it. Because what are you telling people? What message are you sending? The other thing is, what if somebody's trying to reach out to you through those social media accounts and you're not responding because you're just not into it anymore? Then what?
Right.
You may
have lost
a whole bunch
too.
Of business. Yep. Absolutely. Sure.
Sure. Send somebody a message. I get a response back 3 months later. Hey, I really don't
listen
to this. Well, what happened in those 3 months? If you're looking for a job. A lot of things have happened
in especially if you're looking for a job. No, especially if you're looking for a job. You know, getting back to people on a timely basis, you're not the only fish in the sea. So there's plenty of other candidates out there. There's plenty of other companies that could provide a service if you're a business. So you need to stay on top of it. You know, 24, 48 hours. It's funny because actually Facebook will, if you have a company page on Facebook, it'll tell you what your response time is.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's
really?
Pretty darn cool.
I got to look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, ours is within 24, by the way.
there you go. Another reason why I love doing this, besides the inspiration I get from everybody, like, really? That means I'm writing notes. I've got my own little actionable idea.
But you know what? It's important.
Well,
yeah. All these little things are important, and it really does tell a story about you as an individual. And, you know, from a business perspective, it tells a person about how you do your business. You know, how do you run your business? You have to do the right thing. You know, you have to portray the right image. And that's what LinkedIn allows you to do. That's what social media allows you to do. You know, you can have fun on social media as well. But the reality is there's a right time, there's a right place, and there's a right format or platform. So, you know, LinkedIn, you want to try.
Yeah, and it sounds like you are having a great time doing all of this. You know, that
always,
your enthusiasm
always.
Helping people and the rest of it, that comes through with those, you know, that you're having a good time. It's not just flat out straight business. It's everything that goes along with it. You know, so absolutely, you know, really, really terrific. Hey, Maria, we only have like 2 minutes left, two minutes left over here. All right, so obviously you have a LinkedIn profile. And the rest of it on the side of social media. But what is the best way for people to reach out to you? And also, you send out a newsletter each and every week, which is
Monday.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So how can people
sign
up for that?
So the best way for them to reach out to us would be through our website, which is www.ecnycorp.com. And that way they can also sign up for the newsletter, join the mailing list. It's on the first page as soon as they get onto the website. Actually, it's on every single page. It's just join the mailing list, click on that, put your email address. You'll get a email confirmation, and then you'll respond to that, and that's the end of it. And then you'll be on our weekly e-blast with a lot of tips, a lot of great information, a lot of information on events, boot camps coming up, and other stuff as well. That's the best way.
Yeah, and could you just for a minute, you know, explain the, you know, like the concept of the boot camp? Because these are not one day events. I mean,
they're not.
You know, and
you need to be committed to it. Yeah, it's, you know, we always joke around and we always say the first day we say, you know, the boot camp rules. This is a boot camp, not a day camp. You know, you're expected to do your homework. It's an 8-week program. It's one night a week for 3 hours. And basically, we help businesses and we help people that are looking to get back to work. We cover everything from networking, LinkedIn, social media, resumes, elevator pitches. You know, just because you are a business does not mean you should not have an elevator pitch. If anything, you should definitely have one. If someone was to ask you, tell me about your business, you have to be able to nail it. If you can't nail it, you better go back and rethink it. So we cover all of that, the networking pieces, anything and everything that you can possibly imagine, we cover through that program. And you know what? It's very, very motivational. When we say quotes, I mean, every single class has quotes involved. Every single class has motivation involved. You laugh, you cry, you become a family, and at the end of the day, you move forward. And that's what this is all about. And our success rate is fantastic. Over 30% of people that take boot camp within the 8-week program either start a business or end up getting hired. And that's just within the 8-week program.
which is a great, great percentage of people doing that, and it's good. And it just goes
thank
to show
you
how actionable the whole thing is. Maria, thank you so much for joining us here. You're phenomenal. Love you.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. All right, Maria Fry runs the company, and the reason why she runs the company is because it just became a total part of her, and that is truly her success, is because it means so much to her, and that caring, that enthusiasm, that motivation just goes through to everybody who attends any of these boot camps. Whether you're looking for a job, you're looking to build a business, these things are phenomenal. So you certainly want to get on the website. You certainly want to sign up for the newsletter. You certainly want to stay in touch with her. And you can easily do that. You go to her website. You follow along with the show over here. She's also one of the team members of the Long Island Speakers Bureau, and great things are going to be happening. They have been, all going forward. Let me just add one thing to this, is that you're going to build your LinkedIn page. You're going to do everything. Same thing holds true with your website. One suggestion is you have somebody else take a look at it. Because you know what you want to say, you've nation over onto that. You're sending out posts, you're sharing other people's information, but you want to make sure you're delivering the right message as it is seen by somebody else. Find that somebody else to go take a look at it. And a great person for you to find would be Maria. Let her take a look at how she perceives what it is that you are doing. That will give you a very intelligent third-person point of view from somebody who is an expert in her field. That is going to be my go-away comment over here today on Strategies of Success Radio. You've been listening to Maria Fry, Executive Consultants Network of New York, and my name is Brian Cohen. This is Strategies Radio. Find your strategy, and it starts with LinkedIn today, and make it work for you.